Describe the home of somebody you know well. 1. What are the differences between houses or buildings in the city and in the countryside? Cities are very crowded, so residential buildings can't take up too much room. They tend to be high-rises instead of bungalows and houses. That way, you can fit more of them in a smaller space. On the other hand, houses in the countryside are a lot bigger. There's more room in rural areas. 2. Do you prefer to live in the city or in the countryside? I prefer living in the city. There isn't a lot to do in the countryside, especially as a young person. There aren't many job opportunities, but cities are very exciting. There's always something to do. The nightlife is usually incredible and has lots of options. 3. What safety risks are there in residential buildings in cities? I think fires are a big safety risk for residential buildings in cities. In high-rise apartments, fires can spread very easily. Unlike a house, apartment units are very connected. When one of them is burning, the others might catch fire too. Plus, elevators can be dangerous as well. I saw some news articles about falling elevators that cause injuries and deaths. 4. Is it expensive to decorate a house or an apartment in the place where you live? Yes, it's pretty expensive to decorate an apartment where I live. I live in the downtown area of a major city, so the department stores around me aren't cheap. Wall art can be pretty expensive. Furniture costs a lot of money. Plus, you usually have to have those items delivered, which adds an extra charge.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。